Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories now. A string of cars have been indiscriminately and maliciously damaged in a city suburb after an individual went on a scratching spree. A handful of Sproston motorists will have to fork out more than £1,000 each after the thug went on a vandalism rampage. The suspect has been caught on CCTV using what has been described as a sharp instrument to deliberately scratch cars at the Wroxham Road end of Blue Boar Lane on Monday afternoon. It is understood he targeted 7 cars in total. The damage took place around 2:50 p.m. with the suspect seen walking towards the Tesco supermarket in Blue Boar Lane afterwards.
The next stage of the multi-million pound transformation of the keep at Norwich Castle has begun, with the first of some 200 tonnes of steel crucial to the project hoisted over to the building. Work on the Royal Palace Reborn project, funded with £15 million from National Lottery Heritage money, got underway in 2020 and is due to finish in 2024. The ambitious project, which museum bosses hope will attract 100,000 more visitors to the castle each year, is recreating the keep's original 12th century layout. A major element of the work on the keep is to install about 200 tonnes of steel to provide walkways and floors for that new look visitor experience. The first pieces of steel arrived this week and were hoisted onto the castle mound using the tower crane, which project managers Morgan Sindel have had on the site for the past 2 years. Material is having to be taken in and out of the castle that way because of a weight restriction on the bridge which leads to the castle.
A man who has been lovingly clearing up forgotten graves for 3 years has been told by the council to stop. Kind-hearted George Leslie, 74, from Dereham Road, gets up as early as 4 a.m. to tidy burial sites in Earland Cemetery. In 2019, he noticed a number of derelict graves, which were completely grown over while out picking berries. Mr. Leslie said there was a path being blocked by a blackberry bush, and behind it, I thought I saw part of a grave. So I trimmed it back, and sure enough, there it was. It went from there, really. I've tidied up close to 20 graves, all in the same area. I don't really like touching people's graves, but I think the people buried there deserve to be looked after in some way, so I don't mind doing it. I make sure everything is safe for any wildlife to come through, and I'm careful to do it so the blackberries can keep growing. Yet despite his efforts, a Norwich City Council spokeswoman has told him to stop. Mr. Leslie added, "I'm just making the graves a little bit nicer. It is a cemetery, but it's looking more like a woodland." The former postman and milkman also slammed the council for not doing more to keep the site in suitable shape. He said, "There's only so much I can do." A spokeswoman for Norwich City Council said, "Along with all council-run cemeteries, Earlham Cemetery has grounds maintenance and conservation programme. We've worked alongside organisations, including the Friends of Earlham Cemetery, on this programme. We carry out work to maintain the safety of nearly 40,000 memorials within our cemeteries. While we understand the good-hearted motives behind this man's efforts, we have to actively discourage anyone other than our contractors carrying out maintenance work at the cemeteries. It would be dangerous and may be damaging for important flora and fauna habitats while compromising the safety of the memorials. If anyone would like to safely get involved with the cemetery, they can contact www.friendsofearlhamcemetery.co.uk. Mr. Leslie said he will continue to look after the forgotten graves as best he can.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there is no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. Sarah Lusher edited the paper and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.
And from me, James McGarry, goodbye.